So now Michigan may be moving up its presidential primary. Today, the state Senate votes on a bill that would do that, a possible first step toward boosting Michigan's influence in the presidential primary process. It's part of ferocious competition with other states that have already done the same or are planning to do so. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
This all started with Florida's decision in May to jump over other states and move its presidential primary to January 29th. That set up a game of presidential primary leapfrog. South Carolina's Republicans quickly moved their primary to January 19th. That's forcing New Hampshire to consider moving its primary to January 8th, so it's at least a week before any other primary, a requirement of New Hampshire state law. That would in turn force Iowa to hold its caucuses even earlier. This is all part of a rush to the front of the nominating calendar that also has at least 20 states aiming for February 5th, a date some are calling Tsunami Tuesday. In Michigan, Democrats traditionally hold closed caucuses that require people to declare their party loyalty. Republicans hold open primaries. But Michigan's political leaders are hoping to strike a deal to hold a combined primary, perhaps as early as January 15th. Saul Anuzis is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party.
We will make sure that all the presidential candidates, whether they're Republican or Democrat, get to know Michigan and more about Michigan.
Getting to know Michigan means understanding a state with a struggling manufacturing sector, strong labor unions, urban centers, and significant Black, Hispanic, and Arab populations. Pamela Prah, the political editor of Stateline.org, says large industrial states like Michigan are trying to ensure they're not shortchanged.
We've never seen states act with such fierceness and with such a sense of purpose. It all comes down to a lot of voters feel like Iowa and New Hampshire just have way too much power and clout.
And she says state party leaders will risk defying their national leadership rather than be at the back of the pack.
Michigan Democratic Party.
As a handful of volunteers help stuff envelopes and answer phones at Michigan's Democratic Party headquarters near downtown Lansing, party chairman Mark Brewer pledges to move his state's caucuses or primary to a date on or before any state that breaks the Democratic National Committee's primary schedule.
Florida moving to January 29th violates the DNC scheduling rules, and that in turn would trigger our pledge to move up our process from February 9th to a date yet to be determined.
But Iowa and New Hampshire have both pledged they'll do whatever it takes, even move their dates into 2007, to stay ahead of everyone else. Michigan's Democratic Party chairman says he hopes he won't have to be organizing whatever it is his state decides to do to determine its presidential preferences as he's finishing up his Christmas shopping. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.